Stand with me today if you're able. Amen. We are so thrilled to have you in the house of the Lord. We want to get ready to turn our attention unto God's word today. Before we do that, could we one more time just give the Lord a great big hand clap of praise for all of our visitors that are joining us today. Amen. For joining us on Facebook, we welcome you today. Amen. We're excited to have you with us at Breaking Bread Apostolic Church. Amen. I want to share with you something that the Lord has placed on my heart this week. If you join me in a very familiar passage of Scripture, today we'll be reading from the book of 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, just one verse of Scripture, verse 7. Amen. Y'all are thinking, man, this guy's only reading one verse of Scripture. He might be quick today. No, we'll see what the Lord does. Ain't that right, Sister Wanda? We're going to see. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Amen. One verse of Scripture. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4 and verse 7. One of the Apostle Paul's most famous quotes. Amen. I'm sure you've heard it many times, but today I would like to align it with the thought that God has placed in my heart. 2 Timothy 4 and 7, the word of the Lord out of the mouth of the Apostle Paul. Paul said these words. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Boy, that's a mouthful of power-packed stuff right there, Brother Joe. Amen. If you knew the life of the Apostle Paul, when he said, I fought a good fight, he was saying a whole lot of stuff. He said, all throughout my life, everything I've been through, none of it was able to pull me out of the hands of my Maker. Hallelujah. He said, I fought a good fight. Amen. Can I tell you today, the person who starts the race is not the same person who finishes the race. Because the race will change you. The race will change you. The Bible says that the end of a thing is better than its beginning. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. With the help and the support of God's people today, I want to preach to you what God has placed on my heart. This topic. Unless you finish. Unless you finish. Let's give him praise today all over this house. Come on, give him high praise. Give him earnest praise. Give him vibrant praise. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus, we love you. We thank you today. As you're seated in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you today. Amen, as you're seated in Jesus' name. In the 1968 Olympic Games held in Mexico City, there was a runner named John Stephen Okwari. He was from Tanzania. John Stephen Okwari began the marathon with confidence. But somewhere along the course, he had a hard fall. Somewhere along the course, he dislocated his knee and he injured his leg. And hours after the winner had crossed the finish line and most of the people had left the stadium, the lights were dimmed in the stadium. This lone runner comes hobbling, limping into the arena. Limping, bleeding, in pain. Amen. And those who remained, those who had not vacated yet, the crowd that was still in the stadium arose to their feet, gave him a standing applause, and erupted as John Stephen Okwari struggled to the finish line and limped his way Brother Doug across the finish line in those Olympics. Akwari finished that race that day. And when he was later asked why he continued, when he had no chance of winning the race, he said these unforgettable words. He said, "My country did not send me 5,000 miles to start this race." Holy Ghost, help me. He said, "My country sent me 5,000 miles to finish this race." Can I tell this church body today, God didn't save you to just start the race. God saved you so you could finish this race. I'll clap your hands unto the Lord today if that helps your soul. Hallelujah. God didn't call you to start the race. God called you to finish the race. And sometimes you might have to limp. Sometimes you might have to groan. Sometimes you might have to fight. Sometimes you might have to push yourself. Amen. But God called you and God saved you to finish the race. Can I tell you today, the power of the Holy Ghost was not given you so we could begin and quit halfway. No, sir. No, ma'am. The power of the Holy Ghost was given unto you so you could finish your course, so you could finish your race, so you could hold on to a God that'll never let go of you, never leave you, never forsake you, but He'll go all the way with you today. God called you so you could finish this race today. We are called to finish the race. And unless you finish, everything you have done is in vain. My God, you can live this thing until your dying days and miss heaven. Come on, somebody. Unless you finish today, the race is not to the swift. No, the race is to those that will hold on, the road to those that will endure until the end of the day. God saved you. God empowered you. God filled you with His Spirit. God enabled you and empowered you so you could finish this race today. We are called to finish this race because starting is easy. Oh, yeah. I remember the first time I walked into a truth preaching church. Boy, it felt good, them goosebumps on the back of my neck. It didn't take much for me to lift my hands. Didn't take much for me to say, "Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I need you." Come on, it didn't take much for me to decide that I needed to be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of my sins and have my sins washed away. And it didn't take much to convince me that I needed to be filled with His Spirit. Starting is easy. Yeah, it is. Starting is easy. Starting is not hard. Amen. Starting is easy. Everybody say, starting is easy. Starting is easy, but finishing takes endurance. Finishing takes strength. Finishing takes resilience. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew 24:13, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." That's why Paul said, "I discipline my body and I make my body my own slave so that I myself don't become a castaway." Paul understood we're going to have to fight our way through this thing. Paul understood we're going to have to push our way through this thing. That's why he said, "I fought a good fight. I finished my course." Come on, somebody. Paul knew what it was like to be shipwrecked. Paul knew what it was like to have a viper hanging off of him. Paul knew what it was like to be cast in jail. Paul knew what it was like to have to fight. And we got to understand today what it's like we're going to have to fight. Come on, that word "cast away" is translated from a word that means unapproved, rejected, or disqualified. The Apostle Paul had a mindset, "I'm not going to let my flesh keep me from making heaven my home." And we better have that same mindset today. Because I come to tell you, child of God, your flesh can keep you from heaven. Come on, somebody, comforting your flesh, listening to your flesh, giving your flesh dominion in your life will absolutely keep you from heaven today. It's your flesh that'll say, go back where you came from. It's your flesh that'll say, this way is too hard. This is your flesh that says, I don't fit in here. It's your flesh that says, God doesn't love me. It's your flesh that says, you don't have to live that way. And you don't have to give that up. And you don't have to stop doing that. My friend, I come to tell you, Paul understood to put the flesh in its place. And he said, I discipline my flesh so that it does not make me a castaway. Your flesh will cause you to be disqualified from the race. Your flesh will cause you to miss heaven. Your flesh will cause you to be unapproved by God. And your flesh will cause you to be rejected in your sacrifice today. Paul understood. So he said, I discipline my body and I make it my own slave so that I do not become a castaway. The Apostle Paul had a mindset that we need to adopt today in the church. I'm not going to let my flesh keep me from making my home. I'm not going to let my flesh disqualify me from this race. Come on, somebody, we live in a world today where many people start things, but few people finish them. And if you were honest with yourself today, you would say you were probably at some point in time one of those people. We all have had New Year's resolutions. We all have started workout programs. We all have started weight loss programs. We all have started eating right programs. We all have started church programs many and many a times over and over again. But how many times did we finish them? We're living in a world today, that's the normal. You start and you don't finish. That's why the divorce rate is over 50%, because people throw in the towel on every whim, on every problem. That's why people are jumping from church to church to church to church, because people throw in a towel on every whim today. It's easy to start, but finishing takes endurance. Finishing takes endurance. And we live in a world that teaches us that this is the norm. Many things are started, but very rarely do we finish them. Many start off in zeal, but the fire fades when the road gets hard. The fire begins to fade when the road gets hard. But God's word tells us he rewards those that endure to the end. Come on, the Bible tells us the Lord is a rewarder unto those that diligently seek him. Not those that just seek him in their own convenience. Not just those that seek him when they feel like it. No, those who diligently seek the Lord. The Bible says he is a rewarder unto them. He rewards those who endure. He blesses those who are faithful, and he crowns those who finish. Can I tell you, Brother Eric, you ain't getting no crown, sir, if you don't finish. Can I tell you, the pearly gates ain't going to open if you don't finish. Can I tell you, the Lord's not going to say, enter in, my good and faithful servant, if you don't finish. Hallelujah. The Bible is replete with examples of those who finished their course. The Lord Jesus Christ, our perfect example, the greatest example we could ever have in our lives, on the cross with nails in his hands, with nails in his feet, with blood on his brow and thorns in his head, he declared these sacred words. He said, it is finished. It is finished. He completed the work that he came to do. Can I tell you, Jesus didn't quit when Judas betrayed him. I wish I had a nickel for everybody, Sister Rainey, who quit because somebody betrayed them. Jesus didn't quit when Judas betrayed him. Come on, somebody. He didn't quit when the devil took him up in the top of the temple and tempted him to jump down and then have the angels save him. He didn't quit when he was tempted by the devil. He didn't quit when his disciples forsook him, and he didn't quit. Amen. When the very ones who sang Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, turned around and began to yell, "Crucify him." He didn't quit. No, he made up his mind that his flesh was not going to stop him, Brother Ed, from what he was called to do. And I wish somebody in this house today would make up the same thing in your mind. I don't care what my flesh says. I don't care what my family says. I don't care what my friends say. I don't care what feel good says. I don't care what culture says. I don't care what society says. I'm going to finish my course. Because unless I finish, it's all in vain. Unless I finish my course, it's all in vain. Everybody can start, but few can finish. Hell is enlarging itself every day. Come on, somebody, I got a news flash for you. Not everybody's going to heaven. No, the Bible says that hell is enlarging itself every day. People are starting every single day. People are getting baptized in churches just like this one. Many are starting, but it's easy to start, but it ain't so easy to finish, Sister Ange. You got to love God with all your heart. You got to give God everything about you. You got to submit to Him every ounce of your being. He didn't call you to start the race. He called you to finish it. And He gave us the power. He gave us the tools. He gave us the church. He gave us His Spirit. He gave us His Word. So we have everything we need to finish this race. Unless you finish. Look at the Apostle Paul. We're reading from his protege Timothy today. But his mentor, the Apostle Paul, was beaten. Paul was shipwrecked. Paul was imprisoned. Yet in his final days, he would declare with confidence, "I have fought a good fight. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Paul shows us that the race is not to the swift, church, but to those who endure to the end. Unless you finish, you might as well have not started. Let's look at Caleb. While Joshua was distributing the land, Caleb requested the rugged hillside of Hebron. He didn't care that the land was inhabited by giants. At 85 years old, amen, Caleb said, "Give me this mountain." In fact, I'm going to put in my request right now. For the next season's BBA merch, I want a shirt on the back, Brother Eric, that says, "Give me this mountain." And I'm standing in line first to buy that shirt. Caleb was 85 years old, Brother Tommy. Come on, 40 years earlier, he was one of the spies that Joshua had sent into the land of Canaan. And when those sissies came back, those little cowards came back, and they said, "We cannot take this land because the people in this land are giants, and the people in this land are too great." Jacob, or listen to me today, Caleb was the one who stood with the fortitude, and he said, "Yes, we can. We can take this land because our God is greater than the people that are in this land." And 45 years later, at the age of 85 years old, he's saying, "Give me this mountain. I don't care how rough it is. I don't care if there's giants living there. My God is greater than every giant that stands in my way today." Come on, somebody. Caleb did not just start strong. He finished strong. He finished strong. And God didn't call you to just start strong and throw in the towel. God called you to finish strong. Unless you finish. Then we see those who did not finish. The Bible is also replete with those who started but did not finish. Come on. We see those who did not finish. We look at the life of King Saul. Saul was anointed by God Himself. Saul was appointed himself by the prophet. Saul was chosen to be the first king of Israel. But disobedience and pride destroyed his destiny. Can I tell you today, disobeying God will destroy your destiny. It will absolutely destroy your destiny. Saul started with humility, but Saul ended with rebellion. Come on, we talked about this in the morning session. Saul started with humility, but he ended with rebellion. And God even said these words, "It repenteth me that I have even set up Saul to be king." God regretted even having Saul be king. We look at Demas, once a faithful or laborer with Paul. The Bible says, "Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world." He started in ministry. He started strong. He started with excitement. He started with fervor. He started with a zeal, but the fire quickly burned out. He started in ministry, but he couldn't finish because his heart turned towards the things of the world. I am so sad in the day. It's so tragic to watch people who live for God and just one day in their mind make up their mind that it ain't worth it no more, and they choose the things of this world. The Bible is not just filled with examples of those who finished, but it gives us examples of those who did not finish. Demas was one of those examples. We look at Lot's wife. She almost made it, but almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. She almost made it. She almost made it out of Sodom. She almost made it to freedom. But in a moment of weakness, she turned around and she looked back. She was so close to her deliverance, but she couldn't finish the journey because her heart was still behind her. She could not leave the things of this world behind her. Almost will not get you to heaven. Halfway will not get you to heaven. Come on, somebody, lukewarm will not get you to heaven. Come on, we got to understand today where the church has to get back to absolutes today. Lot's wife is a living example of one of those who did not finish their course. She almost made it. She almost was delivered. And I've seen so many people be so close and turn around and choose the things of the world over the things of God. Unless you finish. Church, God has given us the power to finish. We cannot finish this race on our own strength. We cannot finish this race on our own cognizance. We cannot finish this race based on our own abilities. Zechariah 4:6 tells us, "It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord." It's going to take the spirit of the living God to deliver you. It's going to take the spirit of the living God to set you free today. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now dwells in his children. Now dwells in those who've been filled with his spirit. Can I tell you today, it's the Holy Ghost that gives you the power to endure. It's the Holy Ghost that gives you the power to finish. And when you feel like giving up, the Holy Ghost is right there whispering in your ear, "Come on, child of God, just keep on running. Come on, child of God, don't quit now. Come on, child of God, don't throw in the towel. Come on, child, joy's coming in the morning. Come on, child of God, your God's going to show up and he's going to deliver you in the nick of time. Come on, child of God, God works best when his back's against the wall." The Holy Ghost is right there encouraging you. Don't give up. Don't quit now. The finish line is closer than you think. I'll never forget, I heard a preacher, Brother Doug, preach a sermon one time entitled, "Objects in Mirror Are Closer Than They Appear." Come on, in the same fashion, don't be looking behind you at those things. Come on, forget those things which are behind you, Paul said. Come on, you got to look forward. And can I tell you, the finish line is closer than you think it is. Come on, the Lord's deliverance is closer than what you think it is today. It's closer than what you think it is today. It's the Holy Ghost that gives us the power to endure. The finish line is closer than you think it is. I've seen so many people give up right before God delivered them, right before God made a way for them, right before God heard and answered their prayer. Hallelujah. Your God will come and deliver you. Your God will come and save you. Your God will make a way where there seemeth to be no way today. Some of you have been wounded in this race. Some of you have been through trials and storms that I can only imagine. Some of you have seen some of the hardest times that people have ever seen upon the face of the earth. Some of you have been through trials. Some of you have been through storms. Some of you have stumbled along the way. But Philippians 1 and 6 says, he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God did not call you to start. God called you to finish. God called you to finish. You may be limping, but you're still moving. Come on, somebody. You may be tired, but you're still pressing. Like John Stephen Aguirre, you might not look like a winner, but heaven stands and applauds when you finish your race. Come on, there's angels waiting. The Lord is waiting to dispatch angels on your behalf today. And heaven rejoices at one lost sinner who comes to repentance. My God, when they come through the doors, those double doors over there, Brother Timmy just walked through. Let me tell you something. Some of the saints of God might not be rejoicing, but the angels in heaven are rejoicing. And the God that I serve is rejoicing. And he understands that that's the mission of the church today. And how are they going to finish if we don't teach them how to finish? How are they going to finish if they can't see a church that knows how to finish? God did not call us to start. He called us to finish. And unless you finish, Paul said, we're going to be a castaway. Unless we take dominion over this flesh, unless we take dominion over our mindset, unless we let this same mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus, we're never going to see that finish line. The country of Tanzania did not send Akwari there to start this race. They sent him there to finish. And the Lord, which hath begun a good work in you and you and you and you, he will finish it. He will complete it as long as you're on the Lord's side. The angels in heaven will rejoice when you limp through that stadium, approaching that finish line, halt and lame and deaf. Come on, ain't none of us going to heaven without scars. Ain't none of us going to heaven without trials and tribulations and problems and mountains and valleys. But we're all going to have to carry our own cross. Maybe you've stumbled along the way. Maybe you're limping. Maybe you're tired, but heaven rejoices when it sees you limping towards that finish line. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. Church, I need to tell you today, it's not how fast you start. I have experienced burnout. I've experienced burnout in work. I've experienced burnout when this 300-pound guy used to be 150 and he used to like to run. I have experienced burnout in relationships. I have experienced burnout, and burnout is no fun. It's not about how fast you start. You can give it everything you got in the very beginning. But if you don't learn to be faithful to God, you're going to run out of gas real quick. If you don't understand where the fueling station is at, you're going to run out of gas real quick. You might not have begun perfectly, but you can finish powerfully. I'm going to say that again. You might not have begun perfectly. You might not have made all of the right decisions along the way. But the finish line is what matters. And if you're in this room today, and if you're still breathing today, and if God is still dealing with you today, and you can still feel His presence when He speaks to you today, you can still cross the finish line. You might not have started perfectly, but you can sure enough finish powerfully. God wants each and every one of us to finish. The crown of righteousness is waiting for only those who finish. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day. Not only unto me only, but all those who love His appearing. The crown only goes to the finishers. It doesn't matter how fast you start. It's all about how you finish. There's coming a day when the trumpet will sound and the faithful will hear the Master's words, "Well done, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter ye into my rest." Oh, how I long to hear those words today. Sister Lissy, I don't want to start this race and not finish. I don't want to suffer burnout because I didn't make the right decisions. I want to stick close by the Lord. I want to be faithful to God. I want to fight a good fight, just like Paul said. I want to finish my course. Because the crown of righteousness is only waiting for those who finish. That trumpet's going to sound. The Lord's going to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." That's the finish line we're running toward today. If you feel weary in this race today, these altars are open. If you feel sometimes like the pain is too great, your past is too great, the trials and the tribulations are too great, if you feel like you cannot overcome your flesh, these altars are open today. The Holy Ghost is here right now to strengthen you, to empower you, to infill you, to give you dominion over the very thing that Paul said would make us a castaway. That is we ourselves. We ourselves. The Holy Ghost is here to strengthen you. Don't let your pain stop you. Don't let your failure define you. Come on, the race isn't over until you finish. Come on, I want somebody to get out of that seat right now that you're holding so tightly to. I want you to walk up to the front of this church. I want you to lift your hands towards heaven. And I want you to tell the Lord today, "Lord, give me the power to finish. I understand that I started strong, Lord, but it's not about how I start. It's about how I finish. Lord, don't let me lose. Don't let me be damaged so bad that I can't finish the race. I may have scars, but I still want to finish the finish line. I still want to cross the line with victory." Church, you got to keep pressing. You got to keep believing. You got to keep running, because heaven is not waiting on starters. Heaven is waiting on finishers. Heaven is not waiting on those who started. Heaven is waiting on those who are going to finish. There's a crown of righteousness. Would you get out of that seat today? Would you make your way to the front of this church? Come on, give me some saints of God up here. Let's pray for this.